Good morning. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the first Sunday in Lent. In some ways, Lent is my favorite liturgical season in the church calendar. A season of reflection, a season of introspection, a season of weighing our response to God. A season that, in some years at least, in which we become conscious and try to remove the obstacles that keep us from Christ. I remember for several years choosing a stone, putting that stone in my pocket, and carrying the stone throughout Lent as a symbol of my sins. Finally, I'd come to church on Good Friday, and while venerating the cross, I'd leave the stone at its base. Many people in this diocese will do that again this year. For a couple of Lents, I taught a short course on how to do a form of daily morning prayer that I myself had been taught by my spiritual older brother, Terry McGugan. There are a number of folks still using that form today, as do I. During Lent, on other years, I'd choose a book that dealt with sin or some aspect of leading the Christian life. I've read Philip Yancey's What's So Amazing About Grace, and Gary Will's What Jesus Meant, and Holy Island, A Pilgrimage to Listenfarn by James Kennedy. Last fall, during Advent, I read another book, a book that I thought would be ideal as a vehicle to explore your relationship with God, to take stock of where you are, to see how far you've come, and how far you have to go. I'm rereading that book again this year. The book is entitled Crazy Love, and it's written by an evangelical minister, Francis Chan. I found the book to be challenging, and in some ways condemning. Chan has a way of writing simply and effectively and laying it out so that 21st century folks can understand its direct and challenging message. Now, this is year A in our church's liturgical calendar. And so, since Epiphany, we've been plowing through the Gospel of Matthew Sunday after Sunday, especially the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount. Week after week in the Gospel readings, Jesus has been telling his followers how to live the Christian life. Now, like Jesus in Matthew, Chan is direct in his message. We need to do more. We need to be better examples of the faith. We need to think less of ourselves and better of others. We need to think less about pleasing others and more about pleasing God. The title, Crazy Love, refers to God's love for us. God loves us so much that he gives his Son in order to save us. Who would do that? Only a God that sacrifices his Son that we might have eternal life. Back in the 19th century, it became popular to think that God wasn't an active, immediate part of the world in which we live. God was the eternal clock winder who put the stars in the heavens and the fish in the sea, who made the mountains and rivers and all that we knew, including ourselves, then withdrew and didn't interact with the world that he'd made. As a teenager growing up in Waukesha, my high school classmates and I would play a prank on the kids who parked their cars at a particular overlook, a place where lovers could spoon in the front seat of those cars. We'd wait until the windows got steamed up, and then come up to the cars and pound with our fists on the fenders and shout, "Remember, God is watching." Then we'd run back to our own car and quickly leave the scene. Pretty funny, right? Ha ha. Except that our holy book tells us that God is intimately involved in the world that he's created. We can't hide from God. It's impossible. God is in the deepest valley and on the highest hill. If God knows the number of hairs on your head, he also knows the thoughts in that head. So those would-be delinquent and certainly swarmy kids years ago we're unknowingly speaking a simple truth. God is watching. It's easy for us to get lost, to get distracted in our world of 24-hour-a-day media. Accusations of fake news, constant crisis and shifting sands. Some pundit recently said that the current administration has mixed politics, entertainment, commercialism, self-promotion, ego, and greed. Welcome to America in the 21st century, where the medium is the message, where fear and hatred are marketed as patriotism and love. No wonder so many are troubled, uneasy, insecure. Well, Chan has read the Gospels too. He's been quoted as saying, "I was trying to find a model for what the church should look like. I'm going back to Scripture and seeing what the church was in its simplest form and trying to create it in my own church. I'm not coming up with anything new. I'm calling people to go back to the way it was. I'm not bashing the church, I'm loving it." There are two basic themes in Crazy Love. The first theme is that we need to examine ourselves. We can't assume we're saved because we say we're saved. We can't assume that because we call ourselves Christians that we can claim that we are the good soil, the salt of the earth, the light of the world. Chan devotes a whole chapter to so-called lukewarm Christians. He says we can't pick and choose where and when we practice our faith. You're either in the boat or you're in the water. The second theme is countercultural and goes against much of 21st century Christian and secular culture. Chan says, God doesn't want us to be comfortable. He calls us to trust him so completely that we are unafraid to put ourselves in situations where we will be in trouble if he doesn't come through. God warns us to get out of the realm of what is comfortable for us and focus instead on radical obedience. These two themes and a focus on Scripture make for a thought-provoking and challenging book. There's a paradigm-shifting read with a simple message that Christians need to hear. Chan says, too many of us live lives that are too safe and too easy. Except for the hour or so we spend in church on Sunday, many of us live lives that are indistinguishable from those unbelievers around us. The church needs to be challenged and to renew itself to new relevancy in the world. Francis Chan challenges us to renew, refresh, and invigorate our faith. Join me in reading Crazy Love this Lent. Now, both of our Kania groups will be reading and discussing Crazy Love during Lent. One group meets at 12:30 on Wednesdays. The second group meets at 6 p.m. that same day. You might want to consider reading Crazy Love and sharing your thoughts with the Koinonia group. Just a thought. Amen.